Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee, one of my favorite cities. Great place in the heartland of America. And to be able to be in Memphis and to be able to do what I'm going to be doing today and what I'm doing right now, being on the show, talking to you, being surrounded by small business owners, which I am and I'm going to continue to be for most of the rest of the day, it just doesn't get any better than that for me. I'm in Memphis working with the Small Business Chamber here in Memphis, the Small Business Chamber of Commerce, founded by Robert Staub, who's our guest this half hour. He's executive director of the Small Business Chamber of Commerce in Memphis, Tennessee, and he's my host. He's the guy who arranged for me to come over here and talk to his members and other folks, people who may just drop by even if they're not members of the Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for having me here today and also making the trip here to Memphis. I know our members are extremely excited to hear what you have to say.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope they still are after I leave. thank you for and last night was great. I enjoyed the dinner. Austin and the folks over at
Owen Brennan.
Owen Brennan's, yeah. And I think they were surprised to know that I'd been to their restaurant many times. I knew exactly how old it was. I said, "Your place is about 15 years old, isn't it?" And he said, "Well, it's 16 years old, so I missed it a year." But I've been eating at their restaurant. It's a wonderful restaurant, kind of a Louisiana Cajun-style restaurant there on Poplar in German. Just I guess it's still in Germantown, isn't it?
Actually, just right outside of
Germantown. Just outside of Germantown, near Memphis, closer to Memphis.
Right.
But just a wonderful place. We had a great time with your board members. I'm so excited about what I saw last night in your board members. Dedicated people, caring about each other, caring about your members. That's what a chamber, what I saw last night in those board members, I've been a member of a chamber for almost 30 years, that's what a chamber is all about.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And we're made up of small business owners. In fact, to be on our board, the way we've set this up is that you have to be a small business owner with less than 100 employees. We started this, I think we're going on 22 months ago, Jim. So we're still
just a baby.
We're out of the diapers and we're walking, but that's about it. And we still have a lot of work to do, in building an organization such as this. It just doesn't happen overnight. But I will say that from the idea to execution of launch was only about 4 months. And what I did is I invited 6 other small business owners, not necessarily my friends. Well, because I don't have that many friends.
But I heard that about you.
Well, my father, he told me to, surround yourself with good people.
Yep.
And so that's what we did, and I handpicked some folks that I thought had strengths in certain areas because I knew we were going to need that and brought them in. And it's, I may be the founder or the quarterback or whatever, but it's a team effort.
Right.
And up until, just about 3 months ago, until I actually went from founder, I was the past chairman. I was the first chairman and actually have taken over as executive director as a full-time position. I'm the only paid, when I say...
Use that term loosely.
Yeah, I'm paid weekly, and I don't mean the time frame. But, and as you came in, you saw I'm the one setting up the sound.
Right, you're in here in your jeans. Well, But this, that's a great story. It's a great entrepreneurial story. But one of the things, when I say the Small Business Chamber, there are people across the country listening right now who would have been like me when I first, before I started talking to you a few months ago, who would say, Small Business Chamber, isn't that redundant? I mean, duh, isn't that what a Chamber of Commerce is? It's for small business, but unfortunately, it's not always so. Right.
What I've found out is that 80% of, give or take, a few percentages of all chambers are made up of small business owners.
Exactly. And most, and probably 90% of that 80% has 10 or less employees.
Exactly. In fact, our membership although we go all the way up to 100, our average in, member has less than 10, has about 5 employees, quite frankly. We have a very narrow market that we focus on, and unfortunately, with most chambers, and it's just by design. And I'm not critical of other chambers. We talked a lot about partnering.
Yeah,
last
absolutely,
night,
that's the key.
And we're big fans of that. But we've kind of changed the paradigm, and I know that's a cliche word.
I love
almost,
that word.
But where most chambers, all chambers, because a lot of people don't know, Jim, also, that chambers are not connected together. They're not even connected to the U.S. chamber.
Right, that's
basically
exactly right.
They can join it.
They're locally owned, autonomous organizations.
So you have all these great resources.
And they're not part of the government, folks. That's another misnomer. People think, you know, why doesn't the chamber do something about this? Well, you are the chamber. Why don't you do something about it?
And most chambers do have that tie to the municipality in which, you know, the area that they're servicing. We're different. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a tie to any municipality. But the biggest difference is that, you know, most chambers of commerce by design, they have a narrow geographic area that they cover, whatever it is, Memphis.
City, county, two counties, whatever.
Whatever it is. But they have a broad membership base. The one man shop to the Fortune 500
right.
company.
Right.
Jim, they've got to service all those members.
And they got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of stuff that they do. They work on the arts, they work on lobbying, all that sort of thing.
Whereas what we have is we have a very narrow membership base, 100
right.
employees or less, but a broad geographic area. We really have no boundaries. We started out as the Mid-South Small Business Chamber. Very shortly, we found out that there's needs outside of the Mid-South area
right.
for this. So we dropped the Mid-South name, and we are the Small Business Chamber of Commerce. We have a chapter that's launching in Nashville.
So you're going to be, as you launch this thing, and this is a great entrepreneurial story, folks. Think of it as a franchise idea. As you launch this thing, as you continue, I should say, as you grow it, it's going to be one chamber, but with different branches.
Different chapters. And all those chapters will be tied together, so all the resources of those chapters are tied together. But the chapter on the local level has a voice all the way up to the national level. But it's much like banks. The banks come in, they buy up the little small banks.
Right.
You know, to have that large capacity and
right.
to draw those resources together, tough for that little bank to make it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is bringing those resources, bringing them together. We focus on two things. It's very simple. Information and networking.
Yeah.
Or education and networking.
Mm-hmm.
How do we help you run your small business better?
Right.
Because we want you to succeed. And then how do we get you in front of some folks to bring you some more business and a good networking environment?
Well said, Robert. Stand by, folks. We're going to be right back with Robert Staub, the founder and the executive director of the Small Business Chamber of Commerce here in Memphis, Tennessee, where I'm broadcasting from. 20 after, I'm Jim Blastingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out my blog. Don't forget to check out the archives and the articles. I don't think you'll find anywhere else in cyberspace the kind of resources that you'll find on our website. It's all available for you for free, thanks to our great corporate partners. I hope you thank them for that as well. And that's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including my books, my two books, Small Businesses Like a Bunch of Bananas and 3 Minutes to Success. Robert Staub is our guest, and actually, I guess I'm your guest. Robert, thank you for having me up here in Memphis, and it's a pleasure to be here. It's fun to be able to talk to small business owners. I've been looking forward to speaking to your members and your guests today. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about some things that I think small business owners ought to focus on in the 21st century. One of the main things I'm going to say is you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Things here are different in the 21st century. And when you talk to small business owners, as you talk to them about joining the Small Business Chamber of Commerce, by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, Robert is the founder and the executive director of the Small Business Chamber of Commerce here in Memphis, Tennessee. As you do that, Robert, as you talk to these small business owners, What do you see? What do they tell you are the biggest challenges?
Cash flow is one, and
that's one, number one.
And you know, how do I bring in more sales? You know, how do I get more? How would I get more time out of a day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these small business owners, they are the bookkeeper,
right?
The salesman.
They turn the lights on. They turn the lights off.
They, you know, they do all those things. And if they have to step out of their office or step out of their place of business for any period of time,
like coming to hear some back of wind radio talk show host, right?
He better be good, and it better be a good investment of their, not just, you know, the money to come and listen and to have breakfast, but their investment of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
it's not, precious, isn't it?
Oh, well, they're not some sales rep that you know, just, okay, well, let me go over here and then I'll go call on whatever. They are the one, you know, the dollars stop when they stop. And so that's what we try and do. And we don't have a lot of politicians. We don't, you know, we're not about that. We are about one thing, Jim, and one thing only, and that's the success of each and every small business. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
As far as being a small business owner, I've had failures. I've had successes. I've seen people be totally wiped out. And so that's what we're here to do, is take a look at, okay, what are those issues? How can we come together? And that's what's unique. You walk into one of our events, you look around, 95% of the people in there are just like you.
Mm-hmm.
They're small business owners. The problem that Sam had with his insurance a year and a half ago that was driving him up a wall, he talked to somebody and all of a sudden, oh, well, that's pretty simple. That's the answer to that. So he's in one of our meetings, and Joe has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sam tells Joe, and you know, all of a sudden you start that camaraderie. You create that synergy.
Community.
It really is. Community is a great word for it. And that's really what we are trying to create, not just here in Memphis, but as we grow through different markets. And basically on our website, smallbusinesschamber.com, much like you, and you and I have talked about partnering up on a lot of content type issues, that we look forward to doing that, because we're more of a conduit. We don't have all the answers, Jim. But what we do have are resource partners, the SBA, NFIB,
right.
SCORE, and others, that when you come to us, and we may not have the right answer to your question, we'll point you in the right direction, what we believe to be is the right direction. And it really works out well.
Now, today, I meant to say, if someone wanted to find out more about how to start a small business, the small business chamber in Bowling Green or wherever it might be, Des Moines or wherever, who might be listening right now on the radio or on the internet, what would they need to do?
Well, the best thing to do would be to check out our website. They can email me directly at rstaub@smallbusinesschamber.com.
That's STAUB.
STAUB at smallbusinesschamber.com. Or our office line is area code 901-259-1093. And we are always, this is what we're doing. We're building the prototypes here in the next 6, 12, 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we want to build a resource of folks that want to start chambers like this, an organization
mm-hmm.
like this. And follow us on the website, get a feel for what we're doing, and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about
it. And, of course, on the website, there, if they forget your email address, I'm sure there's a contact email link there.
Definitely.
Now, you don't say, just join our chamber and no other chamber, right? You don't.
Oh, no.
You don't tell people that. You encourage them to be part of the other local chamber.
What we encourage them to do, whether it be a chamber or a business organization, is to, you know, if you've invested your time and dollars in that organization and you're getting a return on your investment,
mm-hmm.
don't go anywhere.
Right.
We're just another tool for the toolbox. Take a look.
Find what works and stay there. If you don't have what works, find what works.
And what we don't do, Jim, what most chambers do, is we don't have membership drives.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in them, quite frankly. What we do is, our big thing is guests.
Right.
Come in, get a feel for what we're about. They'll make the decision on their own, and then
right.
that way you've got someone that's going to be there for a while.
Right, right. Well, Robert, congratulations. I'm proud of what you've accomplished in a couple of years. I saw your vision in the words that I heard last night in your board members. So congratulations on that. That's a great accomplishment. One of the keys of a leader is to find people who will follow them. And so I think you've done that. Looking forward to today. We're going to have fun. Thank you for introducing me to the guests that we're going to have on the show the rest of the day. I'm looking forward to those folks, too.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you for what you're doing for small business. We appreciate it, and I want you to know that.
Well, Robert, thank you very much, and I'll see you a little bit later on. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.